Grant tried to open his eyes, but they wouldn't open. He felt so lethargic, and yet strangely, he was utterly awake. Then there was pain. Pain so intense, so absolute, that it threatened to overwhelm him, consume him. He tried to clench his fists, but was unsure if his fingers moved. He calmed his mind, remembering the techniques they had taught him years before in magistrate training. A magistrate is never ruffled, never swayed by emotion. The pain was in his right leg, high in the leg, a line of pain across the top of the leg, close to his groin. He felt as though he may have blacked out and had lost his immediate short-term memories. Even in not remembering how this came about, he still recognized the symptom, the feeling of bewilderment. The pain continued, a blazing sensation that felt so strong across the top of his right leg. Pain equaled danger, which meant that Grant needed to be awake, needed to find out what the pain was, what was going on. He struggled once more to turn his head and open his eyes. It seemed impossible, but suddenly the pain became worse, went beyond absolute into a whole new level of agony that Grant had never even imagined existed. He felt the muscles of his mouth strain, stretching open, trying to scream, yet no sound would emerge. And suddenly, his eyes were open, assaulted by light so bright that it stung to look. His vision blurred immediately, salty tears streaming across his eyes, rolling down his cheeks. He struggled, blinking the tears away where he couldn't move his hands to reach them, and he saw properly for the first time where he was. He was safe. He was on his back, bright lights around him, people bustling about in familiar starched uniforms of the Cobaltville Medical Hub. It was hard to see beyond the lights. Everything was lost in comparative darkness, but he could smell the disinfectant, the antibacterial wash. He counted seven people in the room with him, reduced to silhouettes by the overhead rig of fierce lights. As Grant watched, he began to discern their features, his eyes getting used to the bright halogen lighting. They were looking at him intensely, with concern and furrowed brows. They were looking at him, but not at his face. They were staring at his legs. Grant tried to look down the length of his body to see what had transfixed them, but he found that he couldn't move, couldn't make his body react. The pain in his right leg burned and ached, but he could not see why, could not see what was going on. One of the doctors leaped back from where he stood at the foot of the gurney. Grant watched as a fountain of blood flew up and splashed over the doctor and the other people there.
Damn!
Grant saw the instrument glinting in the lights. It had a blade of some kind and a cable that led to a socket in a portable machine.
Doctor! Doctor, look! I think he's awake! The magistrate is awake!
In the name of the Baron, where the hell is that anesthesiologist? He shouldn't be awake for this. Put him out, Elaine.
Tears swam across his vision, and Grant saw the blur of a figure dressed in white rushing closer to his face. She was reaching toward him, her hand a pinkish, blurred shape. Suddenly, something hard was pushed against Grant's face, wrapping itself around his mouth and nose, coiling and shaping itself as though it were alive. And the woman, the nurse, was pushing her hand against his forehead, holding his head in place.
Upping feed level to 3.8.
The sensation of pain in his leg was abating, and for just a second, the thick tears seemed to clear. Grant saw the nurse close to him, leaning over the gurney as she turned her head away from him, checking gauges as she worked. Her white uniform was starched, with perfectly creased lines down its edges. The uniform was unflattering, but Grant could see that she was a curvaceous woman, the tunic straining against the swell of her breasts. She turned back then, looking at Grant. His eyes seemed to see only her smile for a moment, white and dazzling in the lights. She had large white teeth, with the canines poking beneath the edges of her lips, which were the color of burnt umber. Grant's vision swam, and he looked at the nurse's face, trying to make sense of it. Two dark, watery, deep brown eyes were looking back at him. Her beautiful, flawless teeth showed as she smiled, following the curvature of a long muzzle poking toward him, her pink and black nose twitching slightly amid the rusty brown fur. Grant realized then that the nurse looked like some kind of animal, a dog, a German shepherd, or maybe a timber wolf. And as he looked up, gazed across the room, the surgeons and the other nurses and personnel in the room all appeared the same. He was being operated on by dogs,